Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. Are you listening on 107.1 FM? That's right. You can now hear Bagels and Blessings, not only on 990 AM, but you can hear it on 107.1 FM and, of course, online at www.wdcxam.com. I'm pretty excited. You know why else I'm excited? Today I'm going to do an interview with Danya Greenberg. She is on her way here now. She'll be live in the studio. It's going to be fantastic, darling. So stay with me and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. We are made up of Jews and Gentiles that believe that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah. And we have Shabbat services every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. All are welcome. We're located at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit, at least for now. That'll be changing in the near future, but I'll let you know all about that as it happens. While you're inside our building, you'll notice that we have a wonderful bookstore, the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It is open after services every Saturday from around noon to 1, Tuesdays from 12 to 5, and Thursdays from 1 to 6. It's a great place to go for CDs and prayer shawls, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, books all about the Jewish holidays, cards, and jewelry. And if you happen to be in Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo, and you would love to visit a Messianic congregation, check out Brith Hadashah. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst, and their services are every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. And now, Jonathan Zittel, take it away.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, shabbat shalom, shabbat 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 shalom, shabbat shalom, shabbat 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 shalom.
Yeah, Shabbat Shalom. You know, I struggle every year around this time. I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, you know, in April. I'm used to 70-degree weather. Now, I've been away from Richmond, like, since 1974. You'd think I'd be used to it by now. But I mean, you know, I know we're supposed to rejoice and praise God always. So you can pray for me. I'm sitting here with my winter coat on at the end of April, but praise God. It's not snowing now, at least. Oy. All right. Last week, I featured some music from Paul Wilbur's new CD, Roar from Zion. Now, you've heard this next song from Mekedem, Be'elohim, Forever, Amen. So here's Paul Wilbur with the whole group.
Thank you. the Lord my God forevermore, forevermore. Your love and goodness will be my song forever and ever. Amen. Forever and ever.
Again, that is from Paul Wilbur's newest CD, Roar from Zion. I am so excited. He is going to be ministering to us tomorrow night at our big fundraising gala at the Hyatt. And we are raising money for our new building project at Congregation Shema Yisrael. And we're going to have Rabbi Jonathan Bernis there also. It's going to be so exciting. Oh, I love this music. I also love scripture. You know, sometimes we all need to be encouraged. And just look at Isaiah 61, the whole chapter, if you need some encouragement, especially verse 2. This is the year of the Lord's favor. Here's Deborah Kleine and Turno.
Thank you.
Hey, again, that was Deborah Glennie and Turno. I'm so excited, guys. In just a few minutes, not only are you going to have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. That's sort of exciting, but not as exciting as my guest who has now joined us live in the studio. In a little while, we're going to talk with her about everything that she's been doing, and she's got a new book out. Woo! It's so exciting. I got to read part of it too. She doesn't even know that yet, but now she does. Anyway, Donya Greenberg is my guest today, and you don't want to miss it. And so I want you to call a friend right now and say, hey, are you listening to Bagels and Blessings? And just tell them to stop whatever they're doing and listen. Give a listen. You can do that for me. And right now, here's a little word about my chiropractor.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road.
Catch them online at www.ucccroc.com and tell them you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Alrighty, this is a bit of an oldie but goodie now, but I got to tell you something. Isaiah 54:17 is very, very powerful. I believe with all my heart that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And here's Joel Chernoff from the CD Restoration of Israel.
Nations rage against you, O Jerusalem. Know this, that the Lord your God is with you. For does not the prophet Isaiah say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper? So I say unto you, fear not, O Jerusalem. Fear not, Tel Aviv. Fear not, Haifa and Tiberias. Fear not, sons of David. For the Lord your God is with you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Thus saith the Lord. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Alone. Rise up, all you sons of Jacob, rise.
formed against you, shall throw a spoon away. Weapon formed against you, shall throw a spoon away. Weapon formed against you, shall throw a spoon. Thus saith the Lord. Can't you shout crossbow? Thus saith the Lord. Rise up, all you sons of Jacob. Rise up, all you cities of Judah. Rise up, for the Lord your God is fighting for you. Stand up for the God of Israel. Stand up for the Son.
Of God, for it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
Rise up, all ye sons of Jacob. Rise up, all ye cities of Judah. Rise up, for the Lord your God is fighting for you. Stand up for the God of Israel. Stand up for the
of David, for the battle is the Lord, for it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
This is Joel Chernoff, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Oh my, I am really excited. Guys, you know what's coming up? You know what's coming up? The bagel contest, and then the interview with Danya Greenberg. I'm psyched. This is going to be awesome. But right now, let me just say, even though we had snow this morning, I know snow is a four-letter word, some of you are still thinking about hot weather and air conditioning. I hear it is coming. So if you need somebody to put in your central air for you, call Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Family owned and operated. They are believers. They love the Lord. They're such nice people. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Now, if you get Paul Wilbur's CD, Roar from Zion, the last song on there is from Sarah Lieberman, Great is the Lord.
Yeah. praise in Jerusalem.
If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe and Deli. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammah Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammah Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammah Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby. I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
All right, we don't have time for you to go on the air because we have a great interview coming up with Danya Greenberg, but let me tell you this. We just finished Passover, where we told the story of our ancestors who were freed from slavery in Egypt. What was the very last plague on Egypt? According to Exodus chapter 12. See, I practically even gave it away. You can just look it up. What was the last plague on Egypt according to Exodus chapter 12? Give us a call at 585-222-2990. The winner is going to get a copy of Danya's book, Simply Sacred, and a copy of the Tree of Life Bible. And these books, you can't even get them yet. They're being pre-ordered, so you'll get a signed copy if you have the right answer. 222-2990. But right now, it is my pleasure to welcome back one of my dearest friends in the whole universe and beyond, Danya Greenberg, with her handsome son, Simeon, here. Shalom.
It's so great to see you, Ethel. What a treat to be here. It's old home week here in Rochester.
I'm telling you. Danya was my mentor. Anything I learned about worship leading, I learned from Danya. And what a creative person. You are, I'm going to get this wrong, is it president of the CEO of whatever, your Messianic Bible Fellowship thing, what do you call it?
I love it. It's the Tree of Life Bible Society.
Yeah,
we're
that's
responsible
it.
For the Tree of Life version of the Holy Scriptures. You can find it on YouVersion. You can find it on Bible Gateway. The TLV is a bestseller all across the world now, and we're doing really well with the TLV, and I got asked about my testimony, because it says you overcome with the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, and so it was time to write my testimony book, so it's a good time to be here.
Well, I was just blown away at how transparent and vulnerable you are in your book, and tell me how you came up with the name Simply Sacred.
That's actually a really interesting question.
Is it now?
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but when you like walk into Wegmans or, you know, I'm in Rochester, I can say that. But when you walk into your local store and you're just going to buy a jar of mayonnaise, there used to be like one or two choices, right? Mm. Now there's 58 choices, and making the decision causes you anxiety.
It does. It can take 30 minutes.
Yeah, I hate going grocery shopping.
You stand there staring.
That's right, because there's so many choices. Well, the truth is that I just want to be simply sacred. I don't want people to label me like a jar. And I want to find a way to share my faith that would give other people a chance to think about what are the things you hold sacred? Like, what are the things that you believe cause you to be close to God that are your divine givens, things you're not willing to compromise about? And you don't get to pick those for me. I find those on my journey with God, because it's not just what you know, but when you know it, that helps to figure out what you believe about your creator.
I really like that you said that because, you know, my husband and I have deep conversations about this, and it often bothers him that people start labeling people like, oh, are you a believer or you're not a believer, or you're a Christian or you're a Jew or you're a Messianic Jew. And there are all these labels. And when I saw that in your book, that just resonated with me. And I thought, this is fantastic.
Yeah, I just want to be sacred. Sacred means set apart, meaning I live my life understanding that I'm God's kid, which means I'm his favorite. You get to be his favorite too. He doesn't have just one favorite. He's the one who gives favor. So he's got plenty of favor. He can't outgive God. So I love the idea of being able to live a life for God and be brothers and sisters with people who love God like I do without having to label them and define them and therefore limit what God can do in or through them.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you want to share just one or two examples of experiences that you had on your road to becoming sacred? And like you, at some point you had to learn to forgive yourself and receive God's forgiveness for things along the way. What are some things that happened to you along your path to becoming sacred and really knowing God?
That's such an interesting question.
I do that.
You know, you're very fun to talk to.
I
really found God like pretty much in a jail cell with a stolen Bible. Like that's the key to the story. Like,
oh my gosh. Oy
vey. Listen, the cross does not look like a victory. That's why people always get so stressed out when they fall on their face, right? But the whole point is when you do, you go, well, wait a second. You know, if he pulls the rug out from underneath you, it's so that you'll look up. Look up. And when you look at those moments of, you know, divine looking up, you go, wait a second. I'm not the, there's got to be more than this. There's got to be greater than this. God has a plan. And me being flat on my back and dead broke, but, you know, busted is part of it. So how did I get in this situation and how do I get out of it? And for me, every time I've needed to meet God, it's usually been at the lowest points in my life. And that's when you have to, it's funny, that's when all the stuff that's gray fades away and the things that really crystallize in your thinking begin to shine through like diamonds. And so for me, I found this guy that loved me and said yes and wanted to sweep me off my feet and take care of me and raise a baby. And after having aborted two children, that was a God moment because I didn't know any better. And now being the mom of adult children, I can't imagine ever having made those choices at that age, but it was because I didn't know any better. And so there's just things you don't know. But when you know them, you can't act like you don't know them. So for me, it changed my life.
There's an expression that I heard you say many years ago, and you do mention it in your book also, and it is course correction. And there were times in your life where you had a course correction, and it changed everything, didn't it?
Yeah. Course corrections are those divine intersections where, you know, his presence meets you on your road to your divine purpose, right? And all of a sudden you go, wait a second, God is in the room. Have you ever felt that? Where like you're in the middle of something, you go, wait a second, we're not alone. And, you know, it's not aliens, it's God. And God's in the room going, excuse me, did you want to ask my opinion? And then you go, well, all right, God, what do you think I should do? And then you eventually learn that he'll come into any situation if he's invited.
Wow.
God can be there because he's God, but God likes it better when you invite him.
Amen. So, Danya, who would you say your target audience is in this book? Obviously, there's one group, and that's people that have sinned greatly and have struggled forgiving themselves and receiving God's forgiveness. And they can see your journey, the things that you went through and how God helped you to forgive yourself and how he forgave you and how you turned things around, how you had a course correction. So that's one of your target audience. But any other people that you have in mind that you're really hoping read the book?
I'm really hoping that women like me who've, you know, had enough course corrections that they're watching young people today and going, gee, would they just ask us? If there's anybody you know that's over 40, they're going, did anybody younger than us consider asking us what we thought or what they might want to do before they check their cell phone for an answer? Because the truth is that you can read just about anything, just about anywhere. There's how many opinions can you get on any one subject? But I really believe that everybody has somebody in their life that they're saying to themselves, you know what, I wish they would, if they just knew how easy it is to turn to God, if they just knew how many things they could avoid, how many pitfalls they could, You know, it's funny. Do you know the word consequence is the opposite of sequence? Sequence is the orderly way in which you live your life. So if you'd like to avoid consequences, then be wise in making decisions. So hopefully, if you find somebody who's been there, done it before you, they might have something that could help you. So I really feel for women like me who want to reach out to, you know, young women that they meet at their job, or, you know who really needs help right now? Young guys. Like, I just think the art of mothering's kind of been left at the curb because the cell phone's easier to talk to. But at the end of the day, the cell phone does not make you feel loved or hugged or wanted or cared for. And I know that I was looking for that my whole life. When I lost my mom at 30, I spent the rest of my life looking for someone who cared. Someone who just cared. Some woman in my life who'd help me along, give me a little advice. And I guess I'm just trying to provide that for some people who'd read a book before they would ask a human.
Almost like a good Jewish mama would do.
Yeah. You know, Jewish mothers are underrated, man. They're the best.
I'm telling you.
Characters develop by the time you're seven.
Oh.
By the time you're seven.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Those are mommy's jobs, you know.
This is Ethel Chadwick. If you just turned on, you're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and I am here in the studio with Danya Greenberg, and we're talking about her new book, Simply Sacred. Danya, are you going to be doing book launches across the world?
Of course. The TLV is a bestseller. I'm going to be all over the place. But I really felt like to honor God, I needed to go back to square one, and I needed to come back home to Rochester. And I was going to plan the book launch in Rochester, so this is what happened. So I call Rabbi Jim, my pal, right, your rabbi. I call Rabbi Jim. I'm like, listen, Rabbi, I just need you to know I got a book coming out. I'm going to do a book launch. I'm going to go back to where Shema Israel started at Bethel Community Church. I've asked them if they would let me come and do a book launch there. We decided on June 14th. Rabbi Jim's like, that sounds great. By the way, we got a new building. We're having a building dedication. I'm like, you're kidding. So I said, well, I'm going to come over for the book dedication, the building dedication. And so I sent him the book ahead, and I'm sure, you know, I really would like to honor him and some of my friends, and I hope you'll show up too, over at Bethel the 14th of June.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be fun. And we're going to launch the book, but I feel like it's really important to know where your roots are. We talk about that a lot. And we talk about the Hebrew roots of our faith, but I want to give you another way to look at it.
Okay.
Think about the Hebrew route of your faith, the R-O-U-T-E. There is a route, like Route 66. There is a route where you can get across to the journey that you're on. And there's a Hebrew route that everybody's looking for in the scriptures. And I think the TLV really helps people find that. But that Jewish root started here in Rochester, Shema Israel. This is the roots of my journey. And so to start here and to reintroduce my own family, even some of my children, to where I grew up and where I went to school. And I mean, my name before I got married was Danielle Maria Ruggiero. I'm Danielle Ruggiero from East High School. And now we're doing a Bible translation that's changing the world. And it's important to come home and remember who you are and meet with people who you've grown with over the years, like you. So.
Oh, bless your heart. I'm just glad that you still speak to the little people.
Oh, you're hysterical. Bagels and Blessings is making quite a ripple effect.
21
nice.
Years, you know, I was
I know,
so young
it's pretty
then.
Impressive.
Oh, well, you know, I try. And I mean, look at the people that I have on the air. I mean, last week I did an interview with Paul Wilbur, and today Danya Greenberg. I mean, life is good.
Yeah, and Paul's in town this week for the party.
Oh,
John's in town. Jonathan Burness, the founding rabbi's in town.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Wilbur's in town. And the thing is sold out, folks. So
woo!
In case you don't know anything about this, Shema Israel's having this building dedication. This major donor came forward and gave them a wonderful, tremendously generous gift to start a new building and to really do something amazing here in the city of Rochester. And Rabbi Jim has been faithfully leading this community. This community's been around for 30 years. It's where I came to faith, me and my husband, Rabbi Mark. The TLV Bible started here. I mean, this is really a place of birth and resurrection in this city. And we're really believing for a real revival throughout Rochester and throughout the Northeast. We're not giving up on our corner of the world. I want to see revival in Rochester.
Me too. I just want to remind you that I have a Bible and a book, Simply Sacred and a TLV version of the Bible to give to the caller who answers the question, what was the very last plague on Egypt? 2222. Oh, we do have a winner. Oh, good. Who was our winner? Ruth Barone, of course, my friend from Shema. Good girl, Ruth. All right, you get the book, the books. You get the Bible and the book. All right, so going on. How do you do it all? You're a wife. You're a mother. You're a grandmother. And
I'm a new grandmother. Get out of Dodge. Are you kidding? I have a baby in the family. This is the craziest thing ever.
When do you have time for it all? I mean, you've got so much going on with the TLV, which, by the way, is beautiful.
It's a great Bible.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's a great Bible.
Mm.
You know, it's really, it's a factor of being involved in a move of God's Spirit. If you listen and watch for open doors, God multiplies your efforts. And a lot of people think that, you know, doing things with God is 2x. It's not. It's x squared. God moves exponentially in your life. Multiplication it just keeps the things that you sow in the kingdom, they keep growing all around you. And you're very aware of that. Your kids are doing great things for God. And as you see the seed that you sow into places where it can grow, you're going to see such a return investment. The Bible says it's you know, 100. What's the fold, right? It's 100-fold, 1,000-fold. It's way beyond your wildest imagination. So I hopefully carve out a little time, but it's really fun to just keep giving away the things you do to people, because the more you give away, the more God gives you into your hand. It's a biblical principle that's real. It really works.
And you know what I think is just so wonderful is that your whole family is involved in your ministry. And that is just awesome. You're all together. You work together and you pray together and love together. And
we have a really great family, but that was because of the Bible. Like, there is not another answer. It's because of the Bible. I feel like, you know, all I ever wanted was a family. And I lost my mom when I was only 30. I lost my dad. A lot of people in the city know a guy named Vinny Ruggiero. Not my brother, I'm not talking about my brother, who's Vincent Ruggiero, who's an awesome, awesome man. But my dad, who passed back when I was, it's been 40 years now. And by the way, did you know that his book is out? My father, Vinny Ruggiero, the drummer here, who played with Chuck Mangione and Dionne Warwick and the Temptations, he wrote a book, and it's online. You can find it under Vinny's book. And my brothers are the ones who put the book together. My brother Charles is doing commercials and playing drums out in L.A., and he's doing fantastic. He's phenomenal. Vinny's amazing, one of the best guitarists ever. He's playing all over Rochester, married really beautiful lady, great violinist. And they're all over Rochester playing all the time, phenomenal musicians. But in the family, I'm the artist. You know, I'm the one who writes and draws. And so it's so cool to see my father. So I wrote about some of my mother's writings in my book because my mother was a writer. But the same year that my book is coming out telling about my family, my brothers have already gotten my dad's 40 years ago. Do you know he taught Steve Gadd? Steve Gadd, the famous drummer in town.
Really?
His teacher was my dad. Did
no
you know
way.
That? You didn't know that. Ethel's like going, who the heck are you, Danya? I had no idea. Yeah. Yeah, we have a very rich family history here in Rochester, and there's a lot of people who I'm very blessed to say have had a tremendous impact in my life for good. And I love this city, and I love the people in it, and I want, you know, I want their success and their joy to be my joy. I want us to celebrate because God has really done beautiful things for our family. And even in the midst of losing my dad and we were really young, God really did take care of all of Vinny's kids. And now Vinny's music is out and you can see it. You can look it up at Vinny's book.
That's wonderful. And I just love the fact that you are blessed with so many gifts and talents and you are using them to glorify God. I mean, such creativity. I'm telling you,
oh,
never have
so
I seen such creativity.
You're so sweet. It also causes everybody around me great consternation.
No.
Yeah.
How could it?
Yeah, because everything keeps growing. You know, you have to learn how to self-edit. I would very easily be the guy from A Beautiful Mind if I did not know how to take down all the post-it notes every day at sundown on Fridays. Like every Friday, I got to take all the post-it notes down, put them in an order, and burn the ones I don't need and move on. Because you cannot possibly manage everything that the mind thinks up. But you can learn to work in an orderly fashion so that you get as much done as you can. And I think that's a real thing. I think people who are creative have to also learn how to self-edit so that you can be productive. Because being creative isn't really helpful if you don't actually get all the way to producing it. And I think that's one of the surprises in the book, is that creativity is a gift from God, but managing creativity so that you're productive leads to a full life. And that happens by giving your talents away and giving other people platform. And I think I've tried to do that in my life. I wish I could do it more. But, I mean, you're living proof. I'm just so proud of you. It was just such – I mean, you were so incredibly brave to start your own radio program. And look at how much fruit you've borne from it. It's like a real thing. People have to get out there and believe they can do it.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's a big deal, Ethel.
Aw.
It really is.
Aw, thank you. Thank you. Well, in the time that we have left, you're a rabbitson. You're a rabbi's wife. Tell me about the congregation. Now, let me get this
you
right.
You are so cute.
Well, you know.
Everybody tries to pin the label rabbitson on me. I am not buying it.
All right, whatever.
I'm just messing with her.
I know she is.
But, okay, so nobody even knows what a rabbit's foot is.
Rabbi's wife.
Rabbitson means rabbi's wife. And it's a very important job. It's a very important job. A very important job. Because families of faith need mothers, okay? But just like a mother at home, it's not the congregational slave. She's a leader and a person that you need to nurture you, because everybody needs nurturing. So the reason I laugh when people try to call me a rabbitson is, when would I have time to be a rabbi's wife? I barely have time to get the stuff that I got to get done. My husband is a phenomenal Bible teacher. He's a great man. And the Bible Society now is residing in Rome, Georgia.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's a Bible Society.
When in Rome,
we're a Bible Society. But but it's funny because in Rome, Georgia, you know, we kind of figured out that one of the real needs in America today, if I could share this one thing, is this. Everybody needs a faith community. Everybody. Everybody needs somewhere they can go and have iron sharpen iron and Bible study and spend time together. You've got to have a congregation. So please visit your local church. Please visit Shema Israel in Rochester. Please find a faith community that you can be accountable with. But don't ever forget that faith starts in the home, and Judaism is a faith of the home. And teaching families how to get around the Bible and run to the Bible when your family is in crisis is really something that I think needs to be taught and to be caught. And that's what we do at the Bible Society. We're not a congregation. We're a Bible society to raise families of faith, because strong faith families build strong faith communities.
Absolutely.
You know, your church or your synagogue cannot be your family ahead of your actual family.
Right.
You got to take care of your own family first, because those kids you're having and the families that you're building in your home, they have to know where safety is. And the same space at home that's sacred before God, the same Holy Spirit that resides in the congregation, you can cultivate the presence of God in your home.
Wow. You know, I see a potential for another hat for you to wear. You do this automatically without a title, but I see you as a life coach and as a mentor. You're such an encourager. When I used to hear you speak at the women's retreat, and you were just so full, that's where I first heard you say course correction. You're just so full of encouragement. And so I see you as a mentor, and maybe that's part of your book. You want to mentor a lot of these women so that they don't make some of the mistakes that you made. And you're such a wonderful encourager.
Thank you so much, Ethel.
You're welcome. And I have a question. So you've built this beautiful Bible Society, and you're full of the word, full of it. So all these scriptures all around you, is there one or are there one or two scriptures that have meant the most to you? Like,
yes.
Let me
tell you my two favorite scriptures really fast.
She's ready for me.
Because this is, no, this is, I'm so delighted that you'd ask me. You usually hear from people that, you know, hear Israel, the Lord thy God, the Lord is one, right?
Amen.
And then the Ve'ahavta, which says, you know, to teach and train your children diligently. But there are two scriptures that I really, so those two obviously are important. They're the ones Yeshua said were the most important, love your neighbor as yourself. But I'm going to give you the bumper scriptures, okay? So put those two, the Shema and the love your neighbor as yourself, the, you know, John 17 stuff, put those two, right, in the center of your thinking, right? Like, point them your two eyeballs, the frontlets for your eyes. But now I want to tell you what I want you to put on your ears, like your earmuffs, okay? So they're a little bit further out. They're going to give you a little more distance in your Bible, but they're going to blow your mind. And one of them is the 13 attributes of God, which, if I'm not mistaken, you find in Exodus 34. So let me see if I can grab that really fast, because you got to hear how cool this is. This is the one that I just found recently. And I felt like I found it recently, where it talks about the attributes. Where is it? It's right after the tablets get broken and God's got to forgive the people because, frankly, they just blew it with the golden calf thing. And then he tells what he says what the 13 attributes of God are. And it starts with Adonai, Adonai. Here it goes. Here we are. I was right. 34. Okay, 34, verse 6. Listen to this. Adonai, Adonai, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth, showing mercy to a thousand generations, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, yet by no means leaving the guilty unpunished, but bringing the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children to the third and fourth generation. I love the fact that God said that he is going to take care of your children's children to the thousandth generation for the righteousness that you walk in. Your children's well-being is dependent on your behavior and your actions. All the good that you're sowing, even if you don't see it in your lifetime, you're doing it for the well-being of your family tree. When they put the blood of the doorpost in the house, the whole family got saved. Don't you think for a minute that your actions don't affect your family?
Amen.
And then the other scripture is Hebrews 1:1, and this is my son, Joseph, was the one who turned me on to this one, and it's really kind of the other side of it. So you think about that one describes God. That's God, what God says about himself. Then you go to Hebrews, and it says this. I love this scripture. It's such a great scripture. Of course, my Bible is not going to open to that page because I'm giving you a brand new Bible. I'm trying to open the pages for you. Okay, here we go. It says, look at this. At many times and in many ways, God spoke long ago to the fathers through the prophets. In these last days, he has spoken to us through a son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he created the universe. This son is the radiance of his glory and the imprint of his being, upholding all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Thus he became as far above the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs.
Mm, and what is that one again?
That's Hebrews 1:1.
I love it. Believe it or not, we've actually run out of time. This
That's
has been
awesome.
Incredible. And you're going to be there tomorrow night for our big fundraising gala with Paul Wilbur and Jonathan Burness. But I have to tell you, I just really thank God for you. You've had a very positive influence on my life. And I just thank you all those years ago for taking me under your wing and helping me learn how to lead worship. I mean, just because I knew how to sing didn't mean that I knew how to lead worship. And I learned a lot from you. And I just thank God for your wonderful creativity, for your fantastic family. Will I see Mark tomorrow, too?
I appreciate you so much.
Aww.
Rabbi Mark is with our daughter, Mandy,
okay.
And with our son and his wife and Mandy's husband, Alex. And all of them are together because we have a six-month-old newborn in the family. And we just painted our building. And believe it or not, the biggest news of all for us is that the TLV Bible app, which is free, is now in app stores.
Ooh.
So if everybody that you know would tell everybody that they know that the TLV Bible Journey app is available in app stores and on Google Play, please download it. It's free. It'll be a great, great blessing to you.
And you heard about it first on Bagels and Blessings. And now, my friends, it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Vayismarecha יאיר אדוני פניו אליך ויקונך. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך shalom.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Yay, amen. Thank you, Danya. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. That's right. And remember, my friends, that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Be sure to listen next week right here on 990 AM or on 107.1 FM. Have a blessed week. Shabbat Shalom.